You are listening to Radio Maria Canada. We now present Seedlings. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Little Seedling Show. I'm your host, Monica. I'm so happy to be here with you today. Boys and girls, what do all good things begin with? A prayer. Boys and girls, repeat after me. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Come on, Jesus. Come into our show today. So that we can learn to love, to share, and to play nicely. Mother Mary, pray for us. Amen. Boys and girls, this is the Bible story of Abraham and Sarah's visitors. When Abraham was 99 years old, he and his wife Sarai were still waiting for God's promise of a huge family. Abraham was getting frustrated. He asked God, "What are you waiting for?" God spoke to Abraham, "I will keep my promise and I will change your names. Instead of Abraham, you will be Abraham. Instead of Sarai, your wife will be Sarah." Abraham was afraid of what God said. He thought he was too old to become the father of so many people, and his wife was too old to have children. He fell on his face and peeked up with one eye. Could God really make such a thing happen? Later, as Abraham was sitting by the tent, he saw three strangers walking towards him. Abraham squinted. The sun was so bright. He noticed that there were people visiting him on such a hot day. "Hi, Abraham," they said when they arrived. "You must be tired from traveling," he said. "Would you like to sit down and have a rest and have something to eat?" Quickly, Abraham asked Sarah to make some delicious bread. Sarah stood hiding in the tent, listening to the visitors. She wondered who they were and why they had come to her house. And why were they talking about her? She leaned in a little closer and she listened to what they said. This is what they said. "Your wife Sarah will have a son," the visitors said to Abraham. Sarah started to laugh. They didn't know that she was too old to have a child. The visitors looked up and saw Sarah, and they asked, "Why are you laughing? Doesn't she believe in God's promise?" God's promise to Abraham did happen. Sarah had a baby boy and named him Isaac, which means laughter. Abraham and Sarah's family grew and grew and grew, and God blessed each generation with laughter and happiness. Boys and girls, wasn't that a beautiful story? I hope you enjoyed that story as much as I did. Make a promise to a friend or family member and be sure to keep it. Because remember, God always holds on to his promise and loves you so, so much. and girls, now we're going to listen to the five-finger prayer of Pope Francis. I hope you enjoy it as much as I do.
The five-finger prayer. Thumb. Your thumb is the closest to you. Pray for those closest to you, your loved ones. For example, Mom, Dad, Grandmother, Grandfather. Who will you pray for? Pointer. The pointer finger reminds us of those who instruct. Pray for those who teach, instruct, and heal. For example, teachers, doctors, and ministers. Who will you pray for? Tallest. The tallest finger reminds us of our leaders, those who are in charge. Pray for important leaders in your life. For example, officers and school principal. Who will you pray for? Ring. Did you know that the ring finger is our weakest finger? Pray for those who are weak, poor, in trouble, or sick. Who will you pray for? Pinky. The pinky is the smallest finger. Pray for your needs last, because your prayers should be more about others. What will you pray for? Palm. Give thanks for all of the blessings you have been given. What are you thankful for?
Dear God, thank you for loving me and giving me your all. When I grow up, I will still be serving you. I want to know you more. I want to love you more. I'll never forget you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Girls, let's shake things up a bit now. Let's do a warm-up. It's called the Holy Spirit warm-up. Wherever you are, boys and girls, let's get our bodies moving. Can you clap 10 times for the Almighty Father? Ready? All right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Great! Can you stomp your feet for the Son, Jesus Christ? Ready? Let's go! 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Awesome! And can you wiggle your body for the Holy Spirit? Are you ready? Let's wiggle. Boys and girls, we're going to play our final song, and we want you to wiggle. Girls, even though Abraham and Sarah were so old, that didn't stop God from giving them the miracle of baby Isaac. And remember, Jesus can work miracles in your life and does every single day. It was so nice to be here with you all today. Until next time, I'm Monica. Bye. You have been listening to Seedlings here on Radio Maria Canada, a Catholic voice wherever you are.
You can tweet us at Radio Maria Can or email seedlings@radiomaria.ca.